First off, Dr. Lutz, talk a bit about the herpes virus and just how big of a threat this is becoming.
Well, equine's herpes virus has been a problem for the horse industry for decades. I think it's a lot more visible to the public in the horse-owning industry today because probably of more horses are traveling to big horse shows, and therefore when you get a sick horse, it affects a lot more horses. And probably also social media spreads the word a lot quicker than it used to. But we've seen this disease for a long, long time, but it seems like there are larger outbreaks. When it does raise its head, it seems to affect a lot more horses at one location than it has in the past.
And, of course, a couple of big horse shows were shut down or had problems with this last year, didn't they?
Right. The Cutting Horse Association, one of their big regional shows in Ogden, Utah, was shut down back in 2011. And I think there ended up being something like 90 confirmed cases, and half a dozen horses or more died as a result of that outbreak. And that was the neurologic form of herpes. You know, that virus causes three different disease types in horses. It causes upper respiratory disease. It's a lot like influenza, where they run a fever, have a nasal discharge, go off feed, or depressed, lethargic. But then if brood mares contact the virus, it can cause late-term abortions or death of newborn foals. But the one that affected the Ogden, Utah outbreak, and we've seen it down in Florida here in the last couple of months, is the neurological form. And we see that in primarily younger show horses or older horses that have an impaired immune system, and it causes these horses to become ataxic. Eventually, some of them actually go down, can't rise. They're neurological and often end up being euthanized.
How is the virus spread?
It's spread primarily by coughing and sneezing, and it can spread up to 30, 40 feet if a horse coughs, it's affected. So it's primarily respiratory, but it can also be spread by contamination of halters or bridles or bits or horse handlers' hands. In the case of the abortion type, it's spread by the fetal membranes. If you have an aborted fetus and you were not to contain that and move it out of the barn, it would could spread the virus to other horses in the area.
Is there any particular time of the year that it spreads more readily than other time?
Well, we've seen a lot more in the spring and the fall, and that's probably a combination of two things. One, that's when a lot of weanlings are weaned, and a lot of the yearlings or long yearlings or two-year-olds start training. But also when we see a weather change, the same way with people getting colds, when you see dramatic shifts in the temperature, then you'll see horses increase the incidence of coming down with the infection.
Horses under stress more susceptible as well?
Oh, much more. And something that's really unique about the equine herpes virus is that once a horse contracts that virus, frequently the virus will become latent, and the horse will still carry it within their body, within their lymphocytes or their white blood cells. And when that horse is stressed, they'll start to shed the virus. And so even in closed herds where horses don't travel, you'll see periodically outbreaks because the horses are stressed, and then these lately infected horses start to shed the virus.
And yet the horses show no symptoms itself?
Once they've had it a time or two, they won't show symptoms, no. No, they may have a slight elevation temperature, but not enough that you would notice it, and nothing like they are when they first get it, but they can still shed the virus.
Any particular age that's more susceptible to the virus than others?
Well, we see two ages. You know, the younger horse, the weanling or the yearling, or the two-year-old that's started training or starting to travel because they're exposed to more horses. But we also see it now, you know, we have a lot older horse population than we've had in the past. I think with improved care and nutrition, horses live longer. And as they get older, just like people do, their immune system's not nearly as strong as it has been. And so we see a fair amount of it in the old horse. And by that old, I mean horses that are over the age of 20.
Any particular more susceptibility, depending upon breed? I mean, Belgians, draft horse breeds as opposed to saddle horse breeds, et cetera?
No, there's not much. Ponies tend to be less susceptible, but within the horse breeds, they're all about the same.
All right, let's talk about prevention and treatment.
Well, the best way to prevent is to vaccinate your horses. And That should start out with two injections 3 to 4 weeks apart, and sometimes people forget to give a second injection. But it's important to remember the first time you vaccinate your horse for any disease, including this one, that first shot primes their immune system, and the second vaccination 3 to 4 weeks later is when you get the huge immune response. So I think every horse that travels, goes to horse shows or goes on trail rides or goes anywhere where they contact other horses, should be vaccinated twice a year, primarily early spring and early fall. Broodmares should be vaccinated during the 5th, 7th, and 9th month of their pregnancy. Or a lot of veterinarians just recommend, once you know they're pregnant, to vaccinate them every other month, because it takes a pretty strong immune response to protect them against abortion. And then also, you know, it's important to use good biosecurity. I think we get pretty casual sometimes with our horses when we go to horse shows and we allow them to drink out of the same water tank or touch noses or eat out of the same feed tubs or shift tack back and forth, same bridles and bits and halters and so forth. So I think biosecurity is almost as important as vaccination, in that you can prevent the spread of the disease, or if you have a horse come down with it, you can isolate that horse and disinfect its stall and equipment and kind of contain the disease fairly quickly.
Is there any treatment for the disease once you know a horse has it?
Well, you treat them symptomatically. You know, you give them something to reduce their fever, try to get them back to eating. Because it's a virus, antibiotics aren't effective, so you just give gentle nursing support like you would with a person that has a cold.
But once the horse has the virus, there's really no way to get him out of there.
No. Well, there are there are some immunostimulants that you can use to decrease the severity of the disease. And I think anytime you travel to a show where you expect that there may be a problem, spring and fall, or a big show with a lot of horses coming from all over the country, it's a good idea to use an immunostimulant. There are two or three on the market. They usually require two or three injections 2 or 3 weeks prior to departure. But if you're at a show or if you have an outbreak in the barn and your horse is normal, is not sick, it's also a good idea to go ahead and booster them in the face of the outbreak, as long as they're not running a fever and showing clinical signs, because you'll get some immune response that may not prevent the disease, but it will certainly decrease the severity of the disease.
You mentioned about the vaccination. Are there variable vaccines out there, or pretty well standard across the board?
Well, it's really important. There are two major viruses that cause rhinopneumonitis or herpes. One is EHV1, and that's the one that causes abortion and neurologic disease and respiratory disease. But there's also EHV4, which primarily causes respiratory disease. So it's really important when you have your horse vaccinated against rhino, or you ask your veterinarian to do it, to make sure that that vaccine contains both EHV1 and EHV4, because there's very little cross-protection between the two. First time you vaccinate, you want to give two injections 3 to 4 weeks apart, and then you want to vaccinate the horse about every 6 months. In these difficult economic times, we've seen a 15 to 20% decrease in the number of horses being vaccinated in this country, and I think it's really important that people are aware that there's still a lot of diseases out there. They haven't gone away, and it's still really important that we keep our horses well vaccinated.